Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach once again. Coach, get to see you this week. Didn't see you last week out in San Diego. Yeah, you missed me. Bob Soucy did a pretty darn good job. Conference call this week. I'm sitting there, I'm listening to it, and you talked about and you credited the fans for coming out. And I've been covering a team a long time. You've been coaching a long time. Haven't seen that many fans support the Patriots like they did on the road. Was that fun to see? That was
amazing. And it started right from the beginning of the game. It wasn't, remember a couple of games in Pittsburgh, big games, championship games and all that. They all came down behind our bench, but it was only maybe a couple thousand. Here, it was seemed like the whole lower bowl there behind our bench was all Patriot jerseys, Patriot fans. And they were cheering us when we came out on the field, which that's really unusual. You know, the fans were awesome, and, you know, there's a couple times when I had my back turned to the field and they'd start cheering, and you hear the crowd, and then you're thinking, like, oh, no, what just happened? But it was a good play for us. It was our fans. So they were loud, and there were a lot of them. They were loud.
It's a big win for your team on the road against an 8-4 football team. Your offense sputtered down inside the red zone a little bit, yet your special teams, you get the big play from Brandon Bolden. Your defense hung in there. How big is that when you guys come together as a team, all three units, to keep the other unit in it and let them make a play and the offense finally got it going at the end of the game?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was good. And certainly we've been on the other side of that where the defense is struggling. The offense, you know, keeps us in it or makes plays. But our field position in the third quarter was really exceptional between our special teams and then our defense kind of maintaining the field position. And each yard, every possession, every potential scoring opportunity was looming, you know, bigger and bigger as there were fewer possessions in the game. So,
all right, you're out there in San Diego. We all know your connections with the Naval Academy. You had a chance to take your team. Why did you take your team to the Naval Hospital to meet up with a lot of wounded warriors, and how much did that mean to your football team?
Well, our team doctor, Matt Preventure, had worked out there and had some connections, and so you know, he mentioned it to me. He was able to set it up, and we just felt like it would be good to split up, let everybody just go in different directions, get to as many people in many rooms and many patients as we could, and just each have a kind of an individual experience. But it was amazing. Those people are, you know, they're the real heroes. They're out there fighting for our country, getting wounded and amputees, double amputees. I mean, some, you know, tough situations. And all they talk about is getting back with their team, helping to fight some more, to go back on duty, you know, and they're preserving our freedom and allowing us to do what we do. So it was a great experience for us, and I think they also appreciated, you know, the team being there to just be able to share some time with them. So it was a great experience all the way around.
Great stuff right there. Coach will return later in the show to talk about the Miami Dolphins, but first let's take a look at the Patriots' visit to the Naval Hospital to visit all the wounded warriors.